Well, first, let's start with low-achieving schools because a number of questions hinge on the district's ultimate plans to address those. In a recent letter, the State Education Commissioner, Terry Holliday, sounded the alarm specifically on achievement gaps in reading and math and a lack of support for Bryan Station High, saying all options were on the table to tackle those. Can the district, with its current budget, effectively address chronically low-performing schools?
Well, we're continuing to look for ways that we can reallocate resources. I mean, the number of dollars that we have are basically fixed. I mean, we can only raise so much from our local property tax. The SEEK money is only so much. Federal dollars are declining. So we're going to have to reallocate and look at the way we allocate resources. I think we can do it, but we're going to have to allocate resources in a different way. And I think we took two steps in that direction this year in that we changed the staffing formula to make it more beneficial to schools that have more than 75% of their students who qualify for free and reduced lunch. And we're looking for money to try to put into our high poverty schools that they would be able to request. Unfortunately, it's not a lot of money in the budget that's before us, but hopefully in the next budget we can look for additional ways to impact those schools, which I think is going to have to be through the staffing formula, but we'll see.
So do you feel comfortable that the district can get an improvement plan to the state by the December deadline and avoid the possible audit mentioned in the letter?
Well, I think there will still be some kind of follow-up to the audit just because they were here. But I think that I've asked Dr. Helm to put that on our agenda for our June 3rd meeting and that we need to have a plan of action. And also I've asked for monthly monitoring on that plan of action. I mean, in the past, the board has tried not to be a micromanager, but it seems that we are in a situation where we might have to do some micromanaging, given what's happened in the past.
Also, touching on that same issue, redistricting, the board recently decided to move forward with a committee proposal without making any more major changes. But in moving more than 1,600 students, you, of course, will have some parents not happy about the new maps. Do you think the proposal as it stands satisfies most or all of those goals put forward at the outset?
Well, the way I tried to look at every proposal that we looked at in detail at the last meeting was, were the areas we looking at or that we were looking at, because we as a board come up with a better plan than what that redistricting committee presented to us. And just about every possible action that we took was less compliant with the guidelines that we gave to that committee than what the committee gave to us. So from my perspective, it looked like we could not do better in tweaking that plan and still comply with the guidelines that we gave to that committee. And, you know, they worked tirelessly, 23 people, lots of different perspectives. And if there was a way that I thought we could change it that would be better and comply, I'm certainly in favor of that. But I think the consensus of the board, and everybody has hot spots in their districts where people are not pleased, but we have to try to do what's best for the 40,000 students and look at the capacity of our buildings. And I think that the plan that committee brought forth, they did a yeoman's job in trying to comply with our guidelines. And they were conflicting guidelines. I mean, you can't, you know, nothing, we can't come up with a perfect plan, because any plan we come up with, somebody doesn't like.
And the school board is also considering changes to the disciplinary program at Martin Luther King Jr. Academy for Excellence, both to alter the structure and possibly cut costs, I understand. Talk about what's being discussed there.
Well, the board has felt for a long time that we have students with a wide range of needs, and perhaps that all those needs can't be met at one facility, and that's Martin Luther King Academy for Excellence. And we've talked with Superintendent Shelton about looking at options, and we've discussed options, but we've not brought any of those options to fruition. But we still consider, you know, we want alternative places where we can best meet the needs of our students, and perhaps it's not all under one roof in one place.
All right. Well, lastly, the superintendent search is still underway. Where are we in that process?
Well, all the files that were collected by PROACT have been turned over to Linda McNamara, and she is working. She's contacted all the candidates. There were 50-plus candidates. they're aware that she's in the process of going through files. She's been in verbal contact or telephone contact with what some of the better what she appears to her to be the higher quality candidates, and we're waiting for her to get those files in an order where we can turn them over to our screening committee and our board members for review.
You've got a lot of changes happening here at once. What's going to be the biggest challenge for the incoming superintendent?
Well, I think student achievement, that's our focus. I mean, that's where we need to do the most work. We've got to figure out how to close those gaps. And, you know, the commissioner's letter obviously indicated that, but it's not something that we weren't aware of and we were not working on already. It's just we haven't seen the results we'd like to see. And I think it's a challenge. It's not only happening. The challenge for the achievement gap is not just a Fayette County issue. I think if you look statewide in those districts that have more diversity, that there are challenges with the achievement gap. And we're certainly aware of it. We've certainly tried to impact it, but our impact's not been what we would want it to be. So that means we've got to continue to figure out ways to attack the achievement gap. And I think that perhaps is going to be through staffing allocation.
John Price, Fayette County School Board Chair, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.